A Saturday phone call. I'm Lisa Lucera, Fox News. The White House saying President Biden will speak tomorrow to Russian President Vladimir Putin in another attempt at diplomacy over Russia's aggression against Ukraine. As National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan ramps up the warning for American civilians in Ukraine to leave within the next 24 to 48 hours.
We obviously cannot predict the future. We don't know exactly what is going to happen. But the risk is now high enough, and the threat is now immediate enough, that this is what prudence demands.
Sullivan says if the Russians move forward, it could be as a false flag or pretext operation, which the U.S. has warned about in the past. And he says if Putin acts, it could happen during the Olympics. The president has ordered another 3,000 troops to Poland to join the 1,700 already assembled there to prepare to aid with Americans leaving Ukraine and as a demonstration of the commitment to our NATO allies. The additional soldiers from the 82nd Airborne Division are set to depart from Fort Bragg, North Carolina, in the next few days. A Canadian judge has ordered an end to the protest at the Ambassador Bridge at the U.S.-Canada border crossing with Detroit to end the five-day-old blockade over COVID vaccine mandates by Canadian truckers. Ontario Premier Doug Ford spoke this morning before the ruling.
It is illegal and punishable to block and impede the movement of goods, people, and services along critical infrastructure.
The protests have forced several Ford and Toyota plants in both Canada and Michigan to shut down due to a lack of parts. The FDA putting the brakes on the push to speed up Pfizer's COVID vaccine for children under 5 years old. The agency had urged the company to apply for extra low doses before studies were even finished, citing the toll the Omicron variant was taking on children. Now it says it needs to wait for more data. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Vice President Kamala Harris was in Newark, New Jersey this afternoon to get a firsthand look at a project that will replace thousands of lead water pipes in the state over the next 10 years.
The solution is evident. And so the bipartisan infrastructure law, the Biden-Harris Lead Pipe and Paint Action Plan, is about using this as a model of what we will do around the country.
Governor Phil Murphy signed a package last year that raises homeowner taxes to help pay for the project. Trustees at the University of Alabama have voted unanimously to remove the name of a former governor who led the Ku Klux Klan from a campus building and rename it solely for the school's first black student. Last week, they had announced the building would be called the Lucy Graves Hall, but after public criticism, they decided to drop the name of former Governor Bibb Graves and name the building Arthur and Lucy Hall. The 92-year-old, now known as Arthur and Lucy Foster, attended the school for 3 days in 1956 before being expelled over the rest of her life in protest by whites. Amazon warehouse workers in some locations will no longer be required to mask up.
Amazon recently has been requiring masks during the rapid spread of the Omicron variant. Now the Wall Street Journal says Amazon will allow fully vaccinated workers inside its warehouses to work without a mask. It previously only required unvaccinated staff to wear masks. However, unvaccinated Amazon workers are losing some benefits. By March 18th, if employees haven't received two doses of the vaccine, they will not be eligible for COVID-19-related paid leave. Amazon employs about 1 million workers in the U.S., most of them in warehouses. Ginny Cosola, Fox News.
MoviePass, the service that allowed people to have unlimited movie tickets for a monthly fee, is returning. Co-founder Stacy Spike says it'll come back sometime this summer. I'm Lisa Lacera, and this is Fox News.
The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day, featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.